Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I am here with a very exciting guest, our first dude in the studio.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
The one and only Connor Wood, aka Fibula.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Thanks for having me. You didn't let me know that I was going to be the first guy in the guest.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I've had a podcast for a long time.
Okay.
But I just signed with a network, so I rebranded. So now it's called Making Moves. It was like a juicy pod. It was different. So I like rebranded, and you're the first dude in studio.
Amazing. That's, yeah. I mean, that's huge for me.
Yeah. What? Congrats.
It's kind of a lot of pressure now.
So I was texting all of my friends. I was like, all right, bitches, what should I ask the dude that comes in?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Juicy questions.
Yeah. For context, right before we started recording, she said, by the way, if you feel uncomfortable with any of these questions,
yeah,
you can say
like,
no.
We can cut them out.
Now I see what we're getting into.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So do you want to explain how we met?
Yeah, like what, 48 hours
ago? 5 seconds ago? I know. Not me networking at the bar. Okay.
Yeah, we were just out at Jameson's bar.
Which I love that bar.
Oh, my. That bar, I think I told you this, like feels like home to me.
It feels like my like hometown, like college.
It does feel like a college-y bar.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, it's like great energy. It does get a little packed, which is.
But I like it. But it's kind of nice. Chaos.
Yeah, like everyone's on the same page.
Yeah.
No one is ever like going crazy in
there's
there.
There's lots of screens.
But
with,
everyone
like, the
is
games
like
on.
Having fun. Yeah, they're there for the games. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Good energy.
I agree.
Yeah.
Very underrated bar.
It is. But I want to keep it that way.
Like, oh, yeah,
it's,
I agree.
Like, good.
So maybe don't go there.
There's no, like, there's enough seating outside where, like, if you go to eat, you can sit outside.
True.
But, like, it's not going to be like, oh, we can't get into Jameson's.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Have
yeah.
you ever been when they have a live band there?
No. Where it's would they set. Put a live band?
They put it in, like, the back or the front corner, front left corner.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would be fun.
I know.
Next time
it's
we're
going to
go.
Well, we're going to be Jameson's regulars.
Yeah, seriously. I feel like I am at this point.
I kind of am, too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I haven't seen you
I know.
There.
Seriously.
Anyway.
I've gone, like, every weekend the past, like, 5 weekends.
Well, I haven't been in a while, so
okay,
that's probably
well, let's,
why.
Let's get those numbers up.
I know.
I'll see you there next this weekend.
Yes, exactly.
One more day till the weekend. But we were all there. Were you there? You were there with your agents as well.
I was with, like, the UTA group.
UTA group.
I was with Brooke.
Okay, cool.
So,
okay, cool. And Brooke's at UTA.
Yeah, Brooke's one of my best friends.
Okay. This
and
is all adding up.
We kind of met through, like, YouTube world.
Right.
And so, like, it was her first time being to LA since she signed.
Oh,
and so I think they were trying to, like, you know, really schmooze her as agents
yeah.
do and, you know, take her out to dinner and whatever. And we also, like, I have such a fun relationship with already a bunch of people that work with UTA that I go out with them. Like,
yeah.
I love
yeah.
going out with Pranav and
yeah.
you know, team members, whatever. And so we decided, we were like, let's go out, and I already knew them, so this is perfect. We were like, let's go out, whatever.
Yeah.
And then how did you get wrapped into this? Because I'm not really that familiar.
I think we have the same agents. I needed to dive into it deeper, but obviously
okay.
like
everybody
there
invite
had yeah
somehow.
Yeah, yeah. My agents were there. Both of my
got
agents
it.
Were there, and they were like, you should come to Jameson's, we're going tomorrow. And I was like, okay. Like,
oh my
twist
God.
My arm.
I love it. They're
and
so fun, though.
Yeah,
they, like,
they are.
They hang out.
Yeah, we're like friends. Out, like, we'd be friends outside of
yeah.
our relationship. But it was so fun.
So fun.
And we hung out, and, like, you and I clicked pretty much
uh-huh.
right away. And the rest is history. Now we're here.
Yeah, now we're buds.
Yeah, we did, like, so much professional, like, so many professional action items while we were at Jameson's. Like,
yeah.
We're like, yeah, we'll get another drink. And then also, like, let's circle back on YouTube, and then also, like, podcast who's in.
So
I was like,
I was,
hey,
like,
yeah, we could do that.
I was like,
Saturday, though.
Trying to pick his brain. I'm like, what the heck, like, are you doing? I'm like, where's the podcast? Where's the
yeah,
I want
yeah,
vlogs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. She's like, on my
yeah.
ass.
Well,
like,
I'm like, my full time job is being a producer, so
yeah.
I come up with, like, bits
yeah.
and ideas
no,
for things
was,
all the time.
It fired me up.
Yeah. And then I was like, and he's like taking notes.
Yeah. Oh, I had a full note page of, like, things to add to my to do list.
Love it.
That I need to do.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then the next day, I, like, instead of texting, I was like, I started texting you, and then I was like, I don't fucking care. If he thinks I'm weird, like, I don't care. And I just audio messaged him. I was like, hey, it's circling back per our discussion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of the, like,
yeah,
business
the
lingo.
Lingo.
Circling back, touching base.
Touching base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was much needed.
And the
and
rest
I appreciate
is
that.
History.
Yeah, now
so
we're here.
We made it. Anyway, you are one of my favorite TikTokers.
Thank you.
I actually realized when I mentioned you in my story that I had DM'd you at the beginning of the panty when you started posting.
Yeah.
And I think it was after, which is one of my favorite TikToks, when you were, like, outside the pool and you're, like, slipping, sliding, like.
Oh, yeah.
What were you singing?
It was Savage by Megan
Thee
Stallion.
Yes, yes. You were doing the movements, but they were, like, so bad, but
yeah.
so funny. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And so I DM'd you, and I was like, your TikToks are getting me through quarantine.
I saw that, like, whenever, like, on
yeah.
Saturday when I went to DM you about something. And I was like, whoa, weird.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Full circle.
So, but it's kind of crazy that we hadn't ever
I know.
Met. But, yeah, I definitely slid in. And I was like, And all of the girls that I was living with at the time in our house, who are a bunch of other creators, we, like, love your TikTok. So they're going to be very happy you're on.
That is so amazing to hear. It warms my heart.
Yeah. How the heck did this happen? Like, I know you, I listened to your podcast with Nick, and you explained a little bit how you did you worked for Bumble,
right.
graduated UT. I guess I don't want to give your elevator pitch for you. Go ahead.
Oh,
have
no,
the honors.
Please do. Yeah. Basically, like, how did this
yeah,
happen? Like,
this
why
come
are we
to
here
fruition?
Right now?
Like, give me your elevator pitch.
I went to school at UT Austin
mm-hmm.
In Texas.
And you're from Texas?
I'm from Texas.
Where in Texas?
I was born in Austin.
No way.
Moved around. My dad's in the military, so we were in Hawaii for a while. Guam.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool.
Island boy. and then moved back to Texas for like school. And worked at, I interned at Vans for 3 years in school, and then senior year I switched over to Bumble, did digital marketing stuff, then switched like upon graduation because I hated digital marketing. To like physical marketing, like events and creative,
being
and
more like facey.
The things that like, like my job was to like make things that like go viral on social media. So like I built out like a money booth for International Women's Day. Like we built it from scratch where people, like adults on Wall Street in New York, did like a pop up, could get in and catch actual money.
Oh,
and then afterwards we'd have like the guy get out, the girl get out. And they would, they maybe grabbed similar amounts of money, but like the guy ended up with more because of the, like girls make every X amount of dollars. So like stuff like that where like that would
get,
and it's all Bumble branded. It was like Bumble Bucks. And then we ended up donating like 25 grand to some.
Oh my God, hot, something. Love it.
But things like splashy activation, pop-up type things, that was my job. So it's like, you can't put it into a description, but that was it. And then I left. Like got fired from Bumble and then went over to Bird, which is in Santa Monica down the street from where I live now. And I did similar kind of thing, like physical. We were growing so fast at the time that like it was just like being physically marketing like in different locations. So
were you always like interested in those kind of like startup-y type?
I love startups. Startups are so fun.
Why?
And just because you had so much freedom and it was like a drug kind of.
Yeah.
It was like, you were busy like nonstop.
Yeah. You're doing a bunch of different roles.
You never had a job description, which ended up biting me in the ass, but because you can't like go and apply to a specific role on LinkedIn because you didn't have a specific role at your previous job. So you're just like basically BSing your way into your new role every single time because you're like, yeah, I did that. I did that. I know how to do that. I knew how to do targeted ads. I knew how to do social media. I knew how to do email campaigns. I knew whatever. Like, event planning, whatever, you name it. So it was just like after then the pandemic hit, and then I was like, okay, well, what am I gonna, what's gonna be my next job at this next startup that I work at? And then I just started doing TikTok because I was so bored.
Okay.
And then it ended up taking off because I got let go from Bird during the pandemic.
Got it. So you moved to LA for Bird.
For Bird, yeah.
What was your initial thought of LA?
Well, my mom was sending me all these things, and it was like, basically, I'm going to get murdered if I go outside at night. And I was like, oh, crap.
Where'd you move to? Santa Monica?
Santa Monica, yeah, like right on Wilshire. And so, like, I didn't go outside at night because she was sending me all these articles and it was like...
Imagine being a girl.
Oh, my God, I can't. I can't. I can't imagine. And so, like, I was just, like, head on a swivel constantly. Like,
yeah.
And then I'm like, I live in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Like, it is, like, the safest place ever.
It's, like, the nicest place.
I live, like, next to an Air One. Like,
yeah.
Didn't know what that was at the time, obviously, but I was like... Like 2 months in, I'm like, what were we, where would those articles even come from? Like, no one's following me around trying to like kill me in Santa Monica. But it was cool. Like, I've always been on West Side. Like, I literally never went to West Hollywood until TikTok.
Yeah.
Basically made it like really cool to go to West Hollywood.
Saddle Ranch.
Saddle Ranch. Yeah.
Bella Steakhouse. Have you been?
I went the first. For both of those, like in this year, like end of 2020, when things started opening back up.
Got it.
That was my first time going to both.
I haven't been to Boa Steakhouse.
Don't go.
Really?
No.
I want to do a video though where I like be a TikToker for a day and I like go to all the spots.
That could be worth it. Like, don't make it your special thing to go to Boa because it is like literally not
that great.
No.
Okay.
It's like a picture.
So what did you think, like just being like a normal dude and then being like a TikToker, like what did you think of like Instagram people or like Instagram and TikTokers like before you became one, like be brutally honest?
I mean, since I worked at those startups, like I worked with a lot of them, so like I always thought it was cool. I'm like, oh, I get to hang out with these people.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't have any like cringy experiences.
No, like everyone I worked with is pretty cool.
Oh, I love that. I feel like most of the time people shit on influencers.
No.
Yeah.
One thing that is like built into my brain, what I remember specifically is thinking like, okay, I paid them already. Like, just post the freaking picture.
Oh.
You know, like I'm on a timeline. I have to report back to like my boss.
Got it.
Or whatever. And then now getting inbounds and getting like brand deals, it's like you actually have to put some time into it. And it's like, especially making a video, because there's as much pressure on, you know, us to to be like, I need this to do well, mm-hmm. or else people are going to be like, you're a sellout and you suck and I hate you and I wish you were never born.
And it needs to be as natural as possible, but it's not because they give you a gazillion talking points. Right. And you're like trying to, especially I'm assuming for you, with me, like I'm lifestyle girly, so I can be like, oh my God, I love this product. And like, I could basically sell, like my boss always says, we could sell a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Because like we work so many different brands. But being comedy, I'm sure that's hard to like write out jokes with your ad integrations. Is that challenging?
Yeah, sometimes. Only when the brands are like, we have to be careful with what claims we're making.
Got it.
I worked with a brand recently that had like, I made all these, I went back and forth with them. I think I ended up making like 6 separate videos, which like, those were all bits. 60-second, you know, like,
it also takes a long time to film and stuff. Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a good video that's going to do really well.
Uh-huh.
Why do you want me to do this like step by step? Yeah. Here's my night routine thing. Like, no one's going to believe that.
Yeah.
If I post that. And they're like, it's what you have to do. And I'm like, okay.
Wow.
You guys, you're reaping the benefits of this, which is none, probably. But, and then also, like, if you do, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, any sort of, like, bank or money-related thing, company, it's like, you have to read the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
It's like, people don't care.
I know.
They'll take the risk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the legality stuff is, like, tough. But
exactly. Okay, so you became a TikToker.
Yeah.
And like, what is that like for you now? Like, are you mind blown at, like, the amount of money you can make as a TikToker?
Yeah, it's wild. It's crazy. But honestly, like, again, coming from the brand side, it's like, that's where you have to be right now.
Yeah.
And it is worth the money because the potential to go viral, especially if you're giving an influencer or, like, a creator a little bit of freedom to make it fit their page, make your product fit their page, you're going to get your money's worth, like, by far. I had an ad recently for Viori, the clothing, and it was, my friend works there.
Okay.
And she was like, kind of like, it was not like a ton of money, but it was like, this is a cool brand. I love Viori. Yeah. And so I was like, I want to work with them.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, I'll do it. It ended up getting like 3.1 million views.
Holy shit.
And it was like a very, 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 very small ad spend.
Uh-huh.
So I was like,
you're like, I just made them
bang. Yeah, you got your thing. You're like, we're good, right?
Yeah, but you know what? I feel like as a creator, like, it makes me so happy when it does perform well for them.
Of course.
Because, you're like,
I want you to win.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good for me, and too, like, if I get a bunch of views.
Yeah, and it's cool when you're like, oh my gosh, people actually respond well to my, like, what I have to say or what I'm advertising, which is, like, the whole point.
Right.
Which is cool.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
Do you make, I don't know if this is too invasive of a question, but do you make more money now than you did working?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is it like, is that a weird thing for you to understand, or did you know that going into it?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. Neither did I.
No, and I would talk to my friends when I was working at Bird, and I talked to one person who was doing, who had been doing this since like college, and she was like, yeah, I'll do one ad on Instagram and like, I'll pay my rent for the year. And I was like, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, I think if I got my entire paycheck from any previous job, like, I would not be able to pay my rent for the year, like, up front.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I'd be like, okay, crap. I need to, like, reallocate all this stuff. And it's just insane, but it is, like, proof's in the pudding. It's like, where the money is right now is, like, for brands, is on TikTok or on digital, just regardless.
Totally. So, do you think that what influencers get paid is fair?
It's, that's like a double-edged sword, I feel
like. It's a, I put you in a tough position.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't feel fair, like, receiving it. I'm like, oh, that, you know, I feel like teachers should get paid this much, but
I know. Specifically teachers.
Numbers say otherwise. Like, having come from a marketing background, like, this gives you the return on the investment that you're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers, like, if you're getting this many eyes, like, that's worth it to a brand.
Uh-huh.
So,
I don't know. I kind of agree. And also, like, I work for a big creator, like a really big creator. And she, like, seeing the amount of time and effort she puts, she's put into her. She started YouTube 13 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, she didn't get a check for years.
Yeah.
And I don't know, seeing like how much she's put like time and effort into whatever. Right. It's like now I'm like, it's totally fair.
Right.
But I could see why like an outsider would be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we're no, like I mean, goofing around. But like we
fair
did
Fair is like a weird way to put yeah. it. Like, yeah, it's fair because people are putting in effort and like on paper, anyone can do this. Yeah. Like if you want to do it.
Totally.
You know, like.
Okay. Switching gears. You worked at Bumble.
Yeah.
And I listened on Nick Viall's podcast. He said you gave him a tip about how you need to have a smiling photo and your yeah. like first pick. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, totally. So there's I should have looked this up after I was on the podcast, but the numbers, like the percentage of matches made go up by like 60 something percent when you have a
smiling
like a
photo.
Picture of you smiling
with
the first.
Teeth.
Yeah, just by yourself. Solo shot, smiling.
Got it.
Yeah.
Do you have a Bumble account?
Not on my phone right now. I actually ran out of space like this weekend doing something.
Got it.
And deleted. First thing I deleted was all my dating apps. All
really?
Seven of them.
So you don't use dating apps?
I do. Yeah, sometimes when I'm like, I go their ways. Now it's getting cold out and obviously I'm like.
Yeah, cuffing season.
Carpal tunnel, like trying to swipe through every app. Like, they're like, you're out of matches. I'm like, premium. Yeah. Just give me the premium.
Boost.
Yeah, everything. No, I use them here and there. Obviously, it changed. That changed too. It sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you mean?
Because, like, and it happened so fast because I was, like, using it and then all of a sudden I get my first match. Well, I pretty much consistently, like, before this had, like, 10 or so matches. Like, I wasn't, like, I'm not, like, crazy, like, swiping all the time. So,
yeah.
like, I usually had a couple matches. As soon as this started going off, I'm like, oh, I'm 50 plus matches. Like, all
Wait,
the time
as soon
now.
As you started blowing up on TikTok?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so I'm like, okay, like, come on.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, now, like, my personality is, like, doing it for you. What about my looks?
Yeah.
What about my huge biceps?
Yeah.
What about those? Those have always been here.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But, yeah, no. So I've, you know.
So it's just hard to date.
It's
you're
tough,
like, are
yeah.
you dating me for, because I'm a TikToker? Or are you
yeah,
dating
I don't
want to
talk about TikTok. For the most part.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
When you're on dating apps
yeah.
and stuff.
Yeah.
What is your type?
I don't think I really have one, honestly. Funny.
Okay, but okay. Besides yeah. funny.
Semi-athletic. Not like too athletic.
yeah, like not more athletic than you.
No, I mean, I don't care if she's more athletic than me. I just like don't want to have the pressure to like
Got it.
Go play volleyball.
Why athletic?
At 6
do you like? Did you grow up in a sports family or what?
No, just like pretty active. Like
okay.
we hike a lot.
Likes to
we
do things.
Yeah, we travel. Like my family and I travel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I still go on so many trips with my family,
mm-hmm.
and like it's like nonstop. Like my mom's up at like 4 a.m. no matter where we
yeah.
are, and like we have the day like booked out. Like
see, my mom's
hike,
like yes, it's scheduled.
Dive.
It's
yeah.
not relaxed. It's
no.
like this after this after this.
Yeah. yeah
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's
my
pretty,
family does that too.
Yeah, and so like. Not athletic in the sense of like eye-hand coordination, but like
yeah.
anything goes. Like,
like dunking.
Like decent
yeah.
at everything.
Okay.
Or not decent, can pick
can hang.
Up on anything. Yeah, I don't
Got
know.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, what else? Is there anything? So like my brother, for instance, my brother and I are like besties, and he like has this weird specific
Paul.
Type. What?
Paul?
Philip.
Philip. Crap.
Phil.
Phil.
Why?
I was close.
Did I talk about him?
No,
too?
I was just thinking because I listened and I can,
oh,
I remember you
wow,
talking about him.
Good job.
In one of the,
anyway,
Paul,
Phil.
Phil.
Close,
Something.
Yeah.
P.
So he has this very specific type, and he'll be like, yeah, I love a girl that can, like, rock a ponytail.
Oh, okay.
Or, like, I feel like he definitely gravitates towards blondes. But, like, that's a weird thing he has. Or, like, I'm like, they need to be able to, like, go out on the dance floor and make a fool of themselves. Like,
yeah.
Do you have any specific weird things like that?
Yeah, like, I love when a girl has a trust fund. I think that that's so cool,
so cool.
and down to earth.
Yeah,
I agree.
Of a
girl to do.
Mm-hmm. So. I like when they, like, have a shit ton of followers.
Yeah, that's like a big
mm-hmm.
bonus. Got
yeah.
a boat.
Boat.
We
oh.
talked about boats
Love
before we
boats.
Get in here.
Yeah.
I don't have anything weird,
really?
I don't think. No, like.
Just good, like.
Tan. Like a healthy looking.
Yeah.
Like healthy.
Like a nice summer glow.
Yeah, and when I say healthy, I just mean, like, that's something that you know when you know, but like.
Got it.
You know, like, I don't know.
Have you ever hooked up with a fan?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, that comes.
Are they like saying like fibula? Like,
I'll be in like my Jameson state of mind,
okay.
though, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And like, it's so funny when people like will have a conversation with you and they've clearly approached you based on nothing at a bar, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And like, you know that they are like, basically just like, yeah, I follow you and whatever, yeah. But they don't, they never say
they
it.
They don't say it. See, like, I prefer when they say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I've done. Do you prefer when a girl, because you, like, let me just paint the picture for you guys. We're at this bar and Connor is like vibing and thriving, like not even being that crazy. You're just chilling. We're like talking, hanging out with like everyone. And I'm not kidding you. The amount of like every once in a while, Brooke and I had someone come up to us being like, oh my God, we watch your stuff, right? You are like a chick magnet at the bar.
It's pretty.
Is that like that everywhere you go?
Yeah. I don't get it because I say this all the time. I like it doesn't. It's not reflective of my following count. It's so strange.
Really?
No, because like I don't have that many followers.
I was about to say, what's your demo?
It's like 75% women.
But because that makes sense. I'm like, why aren't guys coming up to me at the bar and saying they watch my shit, but why would they be watching my shit?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean,
You have a bunch of girl followers. Yeah. So that makes sense.
It means a lot more to me when a guy is
like, yo, I fuck with your stuff.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, well, good. I wrote that. You know, like I sat down and I wrote it. Like, it's so fun. Like, it's like, wah, 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 yeah. Poor me. But like,
the amount of girls that came up to you was baffling.
It is wild, but I'm telling you, and I don't know what it is or like how the demographic is like split up. But like, I went in, my grandma lives in like Idaho, middle of nowhere, uh-huh. Idaho.
Love it.
And she, like, I have to fly into Boise to get there and then drive like an hour and a half. Uh-huh. So flew into Boise and I'm like at this random Chipotle, uh-huh. Like in like the middle of nowhere. And two girls came up separately. And we're like,
really?
Oh my God, I follow you on TikTok. Happens there, like happens in Michigan, happens in.
Uh-huh.
I don't get it because it's not reflective. The like quantity is not reflective of like.
I think it makes sense. Also, maybe girls are more ballsy with like going up.
Yeah, I think that's.
Too. I feel like guys don't go up and like fangirl.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right? Would you ever go up to like someone you follow?
I would. Yep, I would. Now I would. I don't think previously,
but
like if I was a civilian, like at a bar, like be like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I have to go tell. But I've never, and I don't know if that's come with the fact that, like, even going way back to, like, Vans was a cool company that worked with cool people, so I was in rooms all the time, and
yeah.
They were, like, big no-no, do not approach athletes or celebrities.
Got it.
Ever.
Uh-huh.
And so I was in a lot of, like, rooms and parties and events where, like, it was just, like,
don't make eye contact.
This is someone who's here to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
And they're a guest. I would a lot of times get to talk to them, but that just, like fully desensitize me to any sort of like celebrity. Like,
do you like it when people come up or is it kind of annoying?
Yeah, I like it for the most part. Like, I went to, there was only one time ever in my life that I've been like, stop. And it was in Austin at ACL. I was with all my college friends.
Oh, that makes sense.
And we were like walking around and like, I couldn't, and my friends don't like it. They're like,
yeah, they're like, let's go.
Like,
yeah.
Like, hang out with us.
Yeah.
Like, you're here for a weekend, you know? And I'm like, trying to be nice. Like, oh, yeah, of course I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, and like, that makes me look like such a dick. Like, every single interaction matters because, like, one person could walk away and be like, he was such an
asshole.
And
then asshole. They'll make a TikTok about you.
Yeah, they will, and it'll go viral. And it always does.
And your friends don't get it.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's just Connor. Why do you want a photo?
I have one friend that'll be like, get out of here. No, he doesn't want to talk to you. But, like, I'm not like a celebrity. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to act like I'm cooler than I am. Like,
totally.
Of course I'll take a picture with you. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why you would want a picture with me, but what was I going to say? And it was funny because I was actually with Shawn Mendes for a little bit of ACL.
Yeah, I saw the TikTok.
Yeah, he's like,
you're giving share.
He's a friend. I want to say he's a friend of mine because we've hung out a couple times, but he's definitely a friend of a friend of mine.
Okay.
And he was walking around and no one was stopping him. I think the approachability that I allow is higher than.
That makes sense to me.
Like, a mega celebrity, Shawn Mendes.
I think also with, like, influencer people, we think that, like, because we share our lives, we think that we could be friends with them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, like, you like UT? Like, I like UT.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
We could be buds.
Yeah.
And you share so much of your life. Like, at least with girls, like, they know your dog's name. They know your, what your bedroom looks like. They know what you like. So they, like, feel like.
Right.
You know, you would be friends, which you probably would. It's just weird when I know nothing about them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, totally. Totally. It's like, are you going to kill me?
I know. But they know so much about you.
I know.
Uh-huh. But I was, like, a little bit shocked about the amount of people that were coming up to you. Girls.
Oh, it literally started right away, like, from TikTok.
Uh-huh.
like people were coming, like found out where I lived. During lockdown, standing outside and yelling.
Oh wow!
And I was like, this is just like, again, not reflective of the follower count, because that's like not something people, that's something people do to like Bieber. It was just so freaking weird. I was like, hey, like,
were you ever scared? You know,
that freaked me out.
Yeah.
And it happened like 5 or 6 times.
That's during, way crossing during the line, lockdown. In my opinion.
Well, I had to delete all this stuff with any of like
house,
anything that was like giving off where we, yeah, where we were living exactly. I was just nervous.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
I know. That's why like I'm, my whole friend group is like hyper aware of like not showing addresses, like license plates, things like that, because people are crazy.
It is
such. But you're so new to it. How did you know?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was learning curve, big time.
Totally. All right, guys, we're going to cut to a quick break and come back with some more juicy questions. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Connor, do you, since getting into the space, have you found any like mentors or people that have kind of like taken you under your wing to teach you things like that?
Yeah. I like pry it out of people. Like, I have a lot of people that like, I don't think realize that they're mentoring me.
Got it.
Like Matt King, I talked about.
Love Matt.
I go, yeah, he's the best. So genuinely nice.
So awesome.
He's been really cool. And like, I ask him questions all the time and he just like responds, but I don't think he knows that I'm like genuinely like, what do I do in this situation? And then Cody Ko has become a really good friend of mine. He's the same way. Like, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
I tell people this all the time. He has no idea that I'm like making life decisions based on the answers
like,
that he's giving
me.
Please
take me under your wing.
Yeah. Well, so he tells me so much stuff, but they've been really good. Those two come to mind right away, but there's been so many.
Yeah. Well, you seem like, I don't know, you seem like a very outgoing person in general. So are you pretty good at like making friendships, connections, stuff?
Totally, yeah. And yeah. I like have lucked out with the people that I've gotten like introduced to, and like, mm-hmm. Courtney Parchman, Average Fashion Blogger.
Oh, yeah.
Has been really awesome.
She's awesome.
She's like a veteran as well, at least mm-hmm. in the Instagram space, and then moved it over just to TikTok like so effortlessly.
People want to help too.
Yeah. It's so cool. And we don't need to be reinventing the wheel because so many people have done it.
Totally.
It's weird coming as like someone in their 20s and like I've had a job and all my friends have jobs. Mm-hmm. And then going here and being like, okay, like what do I do? Like how does this work? Like, it's legitimately a full-time job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working more doing this than I did ever at my previous jobs. Like, I had times at my previous jobs where I'd finish my work at noon.
Well, and then you're done.
And then I'm like, shut my laptop, go home, you know?
It's because now you can check out, though.
Right.
Like, now you can't check out.
Right. But it's like, okay, I'll get up at 7. I have, like, an hour. And then I'm like, okay, you send an email. Something else comes in. I need to make content today on, like, every platform. And then it's like, okay, and then I get to be on this lovely podcast. it's just like, it's hard. It is so hard. And like, you're basically running, I give this analogy all the time, like, I am my own startup now.
Yeah, you are.
And there's so many legs to it because you have all these mediums and then you have like business opportunities that come up. You start doing merch or something, like you're communicating with all these different people and it's like, then you start having to build out your team, and then you have all those people you're talking. It's just like, it is wild, and it's eye-opening.
It's, you're flying by the seat of your pants, but I love it. I love the chaos.
It's so fun.
Do you like the chaos?
It's a bit of a high. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
But I have to be busy 24/7.
I stress out when I like have an hour to chill. Right. I stress out. I'm like that makes me more anxious than being the busiest ever.
I gotta be booked.
Really?
I gotta be booked all the time. And then, like, I'm like, oh, I haven't posted on TikTok in 1 week.
Do you use Google Cal or what?
I use Google Cal, yeah. I'm getting better at time management. All my team, I'm trying to get them, like, onboarded so everyone can see the same calendar.
Okay.
Because now there's, like, 9 people that are, like, all texting me separately, and they don't know why I can't get back right away. And it's like, well, because I have 9 things due for 9 different people. Which won't make sense to anyone listening, I don't think. But you know what I'm saying. It's
I know what you're saying.
If you have, like... Say you have a brand deal, but then you also have an agreement with, say, like a YouTuber, like I need to be posting once a week because I signed to get content consistently up. Like, so you have content due here, you have a draft due for a brand deal here, you have a podcast.
Agents texting you, manager texting you.
Right, it's just like a bunch of things that are not at all related to each other. We're switching gears where it's like, I'm not just a graphic designer today. Today I'm like a copywriter and... like a producer and an editor and the talent.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy.
Well, okay. It is crazy. We're talking about exactly what this podcast is about, which is called Making Moves.
Yeah.
So I want to know what like moves are you making right now? I know you mentioned to me something in the bar about how you want to dabble with YouTube stuff. You're going to maybe start a podcast.
I spilled my guts to you at Jameson.
Yeah, I was like, tell me more. So what the heck, like what's like the vision for Connor in like the next 5 years? How old are you? Am I allowed to ask?
25, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm 24.
No way. Mm-hmm. Okay, sick.
So 25, you're a Virgo.
Libra. Virgo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought you said Libra.
I wish Libra sounds better to me. I know that people have issues with
Virgos. We were just talking to Alexa and she was giving us the rundown on our charts. I'm not really an astrology person.
I need to send her my note.
Okay.
You know what? Like I'm becoming more and more because I've come to the conclusion that if something works for somebody, what do I have to lose?
Yeah. Have you taken the Enneagram test?
No, I need to.
Okay.
I'm really curious.
That's
been coming up more and more.
I'm a 3.
Okay.
I know that makes no sense to you.
Okay, it doesn't.
A 3 is basically...
You're a 10.
Thank you.
In my eyes.
I'm a 3, which means I'm like the achiever. So it's like I cannot stand not being perfectionist, the best.
Okay.
Like I, for so long... making this about myself. I started making YouTube videos a long ass time ago. And I literally I went to basically a film school and a fashion school and stuff. And I made all these videos and I was like, they were good. Like they had a good story to them. And I edited them very well. And I wouldn't upload them because like I couldn't stand the way like I looked or like the way I sounded. Or like I just was like basically insecure with like, which is weird because in real life I wasn't.
Yeah.
But like putting content of myself out on the internet, right. I was like, this isn't good enough.
Right.
And like, it's my biggest weakness is like being so crazy and picking myself apart about everything that like for so long I just missed out on a shit ton of money posting or building my career and brand because I like wouldn't post. I was like, you don't look good in that shot. You sound stupid. Like I'd pick myself apart. But now I'm like, thank the Lord, like I've gotten over that hurdle. But I don't know. I'm really curious to see what you would be. It's basically more personality based.
Yeah.
Like, it's like more scientifically. You take a test and then it tells you what number you would be.
I'm so curious as well. I'll do that when we're done here.
I'm maybe thinking like you're are you a perfectionist? You don't seem like
No, I don't think I am.
Maybe you're a 7 or like a 9.
I give up on stuff, to be totally honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
I have YouTube. I told you that in the bar that I have like 5 YouTube videos that I just like made, edited, hated them afterwards, refilmed, edited.
Wait, why'd you hate them?
I didn't think they were funny anymore. Like the one YouTube video I made, like
you didn't think they're funny anymore.
No, and like I
like looking back
now, I would think they're hilarious. But like when I finished them, I was like, this is so cringy, you know. So, but unlike my stuff, I like put a certain like amount of pressure on like making sure that it's got a joke every 30 or so seconds at least. So,
but with TikTok, do you like? Are you just like this is good, whatever? Or is it like less commitment?
I mean, like it's gotten a little bit more because I've started to treat it like a portfolio as I branch out a little bit into other opportunities. Like I'm like, okay, cool, numbers look good. Mm-hmm. Like I am constantly like being pulled back and forth between the quantity versus quality thing because I know a lot of people that do have millions of followers because they post 12 times a day, but then you look at the view counts and the view counts are pretty sparse.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't know if I would rather have more followers or have every piece of content. Like I'm pretty much like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, like you could start at the top of mine and scroll and I feel pretty good with what you'd see. There's ads in there obviously, but like if a casting agent or a stand-up touring person was like, they'd be like, okay, right as soon as I go to his page and start scrolling, like I get like a grasp hits. Of like, you know, it's not just like, I don't know. So I'm torn, like, should I be posting 5 times a day or should I be
on what?
Sticking
TikTok?
On TikTok, for example. But like, yeah, for YouTube, it became just like okay, crap, I'm overwhelmed now. I need to focus back on the short form stuff. But I like YouTube a lot. So you inspired me.
Well, do you realize there's like literally a spot that's like, it's like the golden, like light at the end of the tunnel that is no one has grasped yet in the YouTube world for like a normal funny dude to like take a whole, like that's your spot.
Like
you're not taking
like a
it.
Vlog style
yeah.
thing? Okay. I want you to watch.
Vlog with like a little bit of bits.
I want you to watch my only YouTube video I've ever posted when we're done here and let me know what you think.
Okay. We'll go through it.
My whole excuse was like, I had like 6 months where I was just in between living in the house that I was in during quarantine, which is where I started all this, and then moving into my own space. And like the whole time in between there, I was like kind of traveling. I was with my parents. So I never had time. And I was like, as soon as I move into my new apartment, I'm going to start vlogging again. Yeah. Like haven't done it yet, but it's only been a month and a half.
Yeah. You're fine. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. I think you would be such a good. Like,
I'm going to owe you for therapy like, after this.
You know what? It's
session.
Like this. No, this is what it is. Someone is a pitcher is on the mound getting ready to like throw you the perfect pitch. They've thrown it and it's like you're not swaying.
You're right.
To me.
You're right.
Like
self-sabotage.
Like someone is throwing you the perfect pitch, like freaking Hollywood influencer world. They're throwing you the perfect pitch and you're not swinging.
Jeez.
In my
that
opinion.
Sucks. Okay.
On YouTube, like there is a whole market. Like name this normal straight dudes on YouTube that are like crushing it right now.
I can't.
There aren't that many. Like, or vloggers.
Yeah, vloggers. I'm sorry. I was thinking that when you said that. That's how I understood it.
There like aren't that many.
I need.
Like, there's so many females like that I feel like crush YouTube, but like not many guys that actually like show their routine, like throw a. I feel like you think everything. Well, I guess you want to be what, a comedian?
I don't know.
Do you think you're funny?
I think yeah. I think that like I just figured out that I'm funny.
How like, did recently. You figure that out?
Because I keep getting like inbounds and it's like, oh, like you need to be doing stand up. So as much like I've gotten the spiel that you're giving with you for YouTube
for
stand up. Like recently I've gotten it like 2 or 3 times.
I've never been to a comedy show.
We need to go. Let's go to a comedy show. Yeah. They're all right next to you. They're all in West Hollywood.
Like, wait, no, I'm not in West Hollywood.
I thought you were.
I'm downtown.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
I'm a downtown girl. West Hollywood.
Okay, well, we can meet in West Hollywood. West Hollywood. I'll come from Santa Monica. You come from DT.
So you want to start stand-up?
I guess, yeah. I have to write I'm going tonight with Sally Dar.
Whoa!
Yeah, she's doing an open mic.
What?
At 5.
I'm like, do I need to go to this?
Do you want
to
come?
Yes!
Okay, let's go.
Wait, where? And what? Who, what, where, when, why? How did she not tell me I was texting her yesterday?
She texted me this morning and was like, I'm going to go tonight because she knows that I want to go up.
Oh.
And I'm not going to go up tonight, I told her, because I don't have anything written. It kind of happened.
Oh my god!
Really fast.
In the car, come on.
I'm like, but I've heard from the grapevine that she killed it. She did one show and she like murdered her set. So I'm just like, oh crap! Like seeing one of my friends do this, it's gonna really put it in perspective. Like,
and make it real.
This is something that can be done.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so curious about comedy because. For instance, when I first started my podcast, like my team was like, yeah, it needs to be in the comedy thing. And I'm like, what? Right? Like category.
Yeah,
I'm
right,
like,
right.
What? Right? Like at least when I started, it's a little different now. But like with you, like did people tell you you were funny and then you were like, oh, I'm a comedian? Or did you just decide I'm a comedian? And we will find right out after the break. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We'll find that right out.
I'm like out of it. We will find that right out.
Find that out right after.
We will find that out right after the break,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Please leave this in. I'm going to make this a TikTok. We will find that out right after the break.
Nailed it.
Wow.
That was good.
I'm so smart. Continue. How did you know you were funny?
Okay, we were talking about
I'm like, how did you decide that, like, oh, I'm going to be a con?
Yeah.
Like, how did you even, did people tell you? And then you're like, let me make this
okay.
serious?
So before TikTok even happened, I was moving out to LA. I was still at Bumble at the time. And one of my good friends that works there is just like this insanely successful, like, entrepreneur. And she invited me, she's from Australia, and she's friends with one of the players on the Spurs, San Antonio Spurs.
Cool.
Who's from Australia. And he took us out to dinner, and I had the correct amount of drinks to be absolutely hilarious. Like, I was just on it, and I did. Uh-huh. I told a story, and I went on for, like, 15 minutes, and I didn't stop talking the whole time, and everyone was, like, busting out laughing. And my friend, I brought one friend to the thing, and it was all executives
mm-hmm.
and players and, mm-hmm. like, entrepreneurs. And, like, they pulled me aside after, and they were like, what was that? Like, did you do drugs or something in the bathroom? Like, how were you just, like, on it? And I was like, I have no idea. Like, I just got into, like, a flow
yeah.
state.
Uh-huh.
And then I, like, was by myself on the plane, and I was like, I'm going to write down that story I told, and I'm going to, like,
really?
Say that all the time. And I was like, when I get to LA, like, I'm going to start going to open mics. I'm going to do this improv stuff. Obviously didn't. I got busy with work.
So
and
this
then,
has always kind of been, like, a deep down,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
always
no, but I didn't realize that I had done that until recently. I got, like, a Snapchat, like, 1 year ago today of, like,
shut up.
Something. And I was like, oh, whoa. And it was, like, 2 years ago today. And then started doing TikToks and then signed with UTA
yeah.
and then got this like MTV thing that I've been doing on the Snapchat.
Casual.
And they needed a title because they put your name and then they put like when you're on a panel, you know, they put your name, they put the title and they were like, what is your title? Like, what are you doing?
I'm yeah.
like, I don't know. They're like, well, you're a comedian. I was like, am I? And they're like, well, yeah, you are. Like, and I was like, okay, well, I guess like creator and comedian
yeah.
would be. So they kept, like, someone else kind of was like, you are a comedian. Like, that's what
yeah.
you do. You do comedy online. You're a comedian.
And does that, like, word, having that, like, next to your name, does that, like, kind of make you proud? Or, like, have a
yeah,
little bit
well,
of butterflies?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's cool. Like, I still don't feel, because there's so many people that work so hard at being comedians, I don't feel like I deserve to put that in, like, my Twitter bio yet. Because a lot of people that I follow that are, like, the funniest people ever are, like, comedian, NYC, uh-huh. like, Chicago comedian, stand-up.
Got
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not there yet, but like it's a place that I want
to
like slam my foot in the door to. Yeah,
yeah.
So I don't
wow.
know. It's exciting.
I know. It's
thanks
it's
for
just,
asking. No, that's so nice.
No, it's a crazy. I just feel like I'm like, how do comedians get into that? That's like a area of work I'm just not that familiar with. I'm like, how do you? I don't know many like personally comedians.
I'm not that familiar
so
like, with it either.
So I'm like, how do you get into that? Like, how do you start at open mic? Do you just go up?
Yeah, it's so funny and it sucks balls to think about, because basically, I'm so sorry if I've been saying a bunch of like weird suck balls things during this podcast.
I love it.
But basically, like, word on the street is you literally have to go and like flop. Like,
okay.
And meet, like, become friends with like actual comedians that have gone up there and flopped themselves and met people. But like, you read all the success stories of anybody on SNL and it's like, they met Amy Poehler in a basement after they bombed a set.
Yeah.
And she saw potential, and then now they're A-listers.
So would SNL be like the dream, like, end goal?
I would.
Oh my God, you would kill
a member of my family. Pick one to be on SNL.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Have you always like had like a weird connection towards SNL, or like really loved it?
Yeah, okay. Like, I would like be the dude with my dad on Saturday nights. Like,
no way.
Yeah.
Are you? Do you feel like you're finally in a spot on your like life journey path where you're like, I'm in the right spot?
I think so. And if not, it's getting there. Like, I
like, did TikTok make it hit?
Probably when I do my Enneagram. I'm gonna figure out a lot more about this specific situation. But like, looking right now, I'd be like, I want so much more right now. But like, 1 year ago, I'd be like, shut up. Are you kidding me? Like, who? What?
Yeah.
You like did this and did this and did this and are hanging out with this person and like, and being invited to this thing.
Totally.
Like, yeah, it's crazy. But like, it's all relative. Isn't that so weird how relative it is?
Like, it's weird. And it's weird when you get used to things that were once the most insane things in the world. Speaking of, what's an accomplishment or even a little thing? It can be like, so-and-so knows me or whatever. Like, what's something that's happened to you that you're like, holy shit, you immediately called and like told your friend or your mom or whatever?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, this one's wild.
No, it's okay.
This happened like 2 weeks ago, actually. Okay. And it's probably not the best example. Like, a lot of the cool stuff has been like, I love like the first couple times I was being recognized. Like, that was freaking
crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
And like, people taking pictures with me.
Well, now it's like a regular thing for you.
Like, being on Cameo and like doing, you know, a bunch of cameos every single day. It was like, that was my job for a while.
Got
I was doing cameos.
That's wild.
But like 2.5 weeks ago, I went to a party. And like, I knew like 85% of the people at the party, because it was just like different groups of people that I've been hung out with. Like, it was a lot of the vlog squad, like David Dobrik was there. And then like some, like a lot of my friends from like TikTok were there. And then there was another group of like my photographer, like cool artists, travel-y friends were there. And there was one person in each of those groups that was actually hosting the event. So it was just like a weird like marriage of like three of my friend groups.
Together.
Yeah. And it was like a DJ set. It was so cool. And it was so much fun. And like, it was like, I was introducing my friends to my friends, and like, it was so cool. And then someone's like, oh, like Noah Centineo and Jacob Elordi just got here. And I was like, weird. Like, that is like such a weird thing to be like, I'm in LA on a Wednesday night, like got all dressed up. I'm at an event, like a party with my friends. And then also like two A-list Netflix celebrities. And I'm like, that is such a wild thing. Like, pinch me. And I'm sitting there and I'm like at a table. And I like, someone grabs my shoulder and I like turn around and it's Jacob Elordi. And he's like, dude, you are so funny. And I was like,
this isn't real.
Like, who did David Dobrik give you Tesla? And now you're over here telling me that? Because I'm going to poop my pants.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, dude, I love your content. Like, it's so funny.
That's crazy.
And I was like, holy smokes. Okay, so that's really cool. Like,
it's just
weird because like, it has made everything so much more accessible. Like, you can, no problem. Everyone's 1 degree away from these like gigantic people.
Or a big opportunity.
Or a huge opportunity, sure. Yeah. It was like so weird that I was like, okay, like that's good. Thank you. Like,
you should write down all the little like crazy things that happen so you can just remember.
I know, I need to.
You know what
but
I mean?
there's just so many that like are now, like you said, you just get used to so much stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like running into people or people recognizing you instead of vice versa when it's like, whoa.
Totally. Okay, I want to ask you some poll questions.
Yeah. Hold on. I love the polls.
The polls are my thing. Okay, so first one I have to ask you is, who should pay on the first date, the guy or the girl?
Okay, I think it depends. I always pay.
Okay.
But a lot of times I don't know if I'm on a date or not, so I just always pay.
You're like, I got the TikTok budget now, I can pay.
Yeah, like I have an issue there. That'll probably come up in my score as well. Like, why I can't let anyone pay for anything. But
oh, really?
Yeah. Ever.
Like,
I'll get the tab for a dinner and then feel guilty, like, Venmoing people. I don't know what that is.
Really?
It's a disease, for sure. But I think that, like...
Like, even guy friends and stuff?
Yeah, like, I mean, it depends. I'm not going to pay for, like, 40 people for dinner, but I'll pay for, like, you know, if, like, three of my friends go out or, like, four of my friends go
out.
You
think you need to pay for it all?
I offer, you know, especially... I don't know.
Okay.
It's weird. I just always grab the bill. I don't know what it is. My dad always did that. So I think it's like a parent thing. But like, if a guy and a girl are on a date, and I'm speaking in that situation only, I think the guy would pay.
I think the guy should pay too, but I just can't think
of an example where like the girl would pay.
Well, some people argue if the girl was like the one that wanted to go on the date.
You both want to go on the date. That's why you're on the date, right?
I think that's a great point.
You can't clap with one hand.
I feel like it's not, I'm not the type really that's like, let's go on a date to a dude. Like, I don't know if that's really my style, but like, I know there are girls that do and they expect to pay.
Sure.
But like, I think it's the guys, but maybe that was the way I was raised.
I think it could also be like a like dated thing that I am like still, I can't think of a situation where like I would let a girl pay.
Yeah.
Unless she was like, get off. I'm paying. Like, I'd be like, okay.
Get off.
Like, she would have to really be, like, strong in her conviction that she needs to pay. And I'd be like,
yeah.
If that is your thing, and as long as you're not going on a podcast tomorrow morning or making a TikTok about this,
then
go for it.
Got it.
But, yeah.
Wait, do you, okay, when you're talking to someone new, do you think that you should text all day or just when you're making plans?
And you like this person.
Yeah.
I think like you text all day. Like I
really,
I don't think you have to.
What if you're not sure if you like?
You know
them
when you're kind of smitten and you're like, oh, the conversation just ran dry. It's like,
yeah,
ugh, I'm so cold right now. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sweating so bad at this
podcast. When I'm like, they don't say a question, then it's like, what do I say?
I will literally, I'll be like, how weird are fingers? You know, like, have you ever thought about how weird fingers are?
Or okay. Like, you say whack ass shit.
Or like, do you think birds like hang out with like the same group of birds every day? Because there's always like a group of birds. Like, I'll like think of stuff like that.
But that's
like stuff that I would think about by myself, and now I have someone that's
and
gonna,
if like, see, I will say though, I say some like out of pocket shit on dating apps, but like, I'm like, if this doesn't hit,
Then
like, that's on them.
You weeded them out.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Worth your time. There's, you don't want to
like,
spend any more time
so with them. I have like a thing for athletes.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, this one athlete, he's like, hey, what's up? I was like, hey, nothing much. How are you? He's like, just got out of practice, right? And I was like, oh, cool. How many push-ups can you do? Like, that's the shit I say. I'm like, oh, you want to talk to me about your practice?
Yeah.
Like, let's see.
Yeah, he teed
I'm
that
like,
one
up. Yeah, we get it. You're a freaking athlete. Like, of course I like them, but I'm like, that's also a little cringe.
Right.
So I'm like, how many push-ups can you do? Yeah. And he's like, oh, what? Like, if you don't get it, then, like, to me, I'm like, right?
That's a good one, because, like, people are going to get really defensive about that.
Yeah, but the right, like, to me, the right guy would be like, haha, that was funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I was being too aggressive.
No, I think that's funny.
I do that.
You have to
guys.
Have a sense of humor. That's a good way to, like,
so you
separate the boys from the men.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So do you think text all day?
I think it depends. Like, I feel like there's some people, I have a bad habit of, like, getting the ick pretty fast.
Oh,
and so,
you do.
Like, yeah.
What are some things that give you the ick?
The biggest one for me is when a girl likes me back. I'm just kidding. No.
Me but, too. That's
but
literally
really
my ick.
No, it's like,
that's my ick.
It has been.
Mine's when he chases after the ping pong ball.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
I always think about it too when I'm playing beer pong. I'm like, fuck, I have to chase after this ball.
One for me is like getting in the car after like going to eat or something if I'm not driving, and she has to find the song and then figure out which song she's like picking to go first.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, and then being like, that's the one.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, to be like, where is your mind going? Like, what is the vibe that you're picking for this exact situation?
Okay.
Yeah, that could.
Wait, what do you think's a perfect song for that sitch? Like, you just end a fire date.
Sorry, I just
and
left your TV down.
That's okay. You just end a fire date. Maybe let's say you're driving and you're like, oh, here's the aux. And like, okay, what would be a song that would be fire? And then what would be a song you'd be like, get out of my car right now?
I think a song that would be fire would be like Anything by John Mayer after a date.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're kind of like a romantic.
I know, but
guy.
It's pretty neutral also, because it's like good vibes and like.
I love John Mayer.
Yeah. It's pretty neutral. Bad.
Yeah, what would be like awful? Besides like the obvious like heavy metal or like
rap would be bad.
Like what rap song? Like Knife Talk Drake?
Yeah. Something by just like Future after you get out of a date, like
Incredible.
No, that would be a no-go for me. I'd be like,
what about
Psycho?
What about like Khalid or like
something
more?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay. Like you could do like R&B pop type thing. Got it. Like chill.
No EDM.
Nope.
What about a country song? Do you like country?
I like country a lot. Yeah.
Okay. What about a country song?
I could do country.
Really?
Yeah.
What's a country song you would be like, oh my god, get it off? Hold on, throw down.
Yeah, like a poppy country song that like.
What, are you like a Willie Nelson guy?
I like Willie Nelson, okay. Yeah. I've seen Willie Nelson like four times.
So many guys are like, I only listen to real country.
No, yeah. I listen to radio country. Like, it's like on my, it's like my number one thing just because it like is wholesome.
Yeah. You know? I feel like, I don't know about you, but country is like my comfort zone. Like, it reminds me of home.
Same.
Like, I pretend I'm like driving not through traffic.
Yeah.
On like a small town road.
Yeah, it feels, it.
On a back
it's
row.
Therapeutic. Like, and I'm so tired of people being like, I hate country music. I'm like, you hate the simple pleasures in life?
I know.
Like being in love.
Yeah.
And the summertime. Or
the
and
way a, your jeans fit.
And a dog
boots.
That's yeah.
Yeah.
And having your toes in the sand. You suck. You're a hater.
Yeah.
You know?
And having your toes in the sand. Good one.
And grow up.
Okay. How many times a week do you see someone when you're newly dating? What do you think is normal? I'll give you a range. Between
like out of 7 days,
yeah, let's say once a week or once every couple weeks.
Oh,
or do you think more? I'm like, oh, I'm busy. God. I don't what? Have time to see someone.
I'm
a
like
lot.
Finding out a lot about your detachment style.
I'm like, I take it slow.
Yeah, I think.
Do you think more?
See, I would hang out like Friday and Saturday, probably like weekend stuff.
Okay,
because I would probably want to bring whoever this is. Around
your,
my friends.
Yeah. Okay.
Or whatever plans.
I mean,
assuming I don't have plans and I'm just like doing my same old like bar hopping thing
really
on Friday and
week.
Saturday. I could do like one dinner during the week. Like, okay. I think that'd be fun.
I think, yeah, one like date night and then like maybe the weekend ones.
Yeah. Or a happy hour dinner situation.
Yeah.
And then,
I like that. I think like, I don't know. I'm busy. I'm not trying to say like I'm too busy or whatever, but like I value my time.
Bring him as a plus one to one of these events during the week.
Maybe. Yeah, I guess so. Have you ever brought someone on a date?
I haven't since TikTok now, but honestly, like there hasn't the like event things for me like just started.
Okay.
Like in 2021 has been like.
They kind of, I'm fairly new to this too. Like mine kind of started event stuff like on my own. Started like 2021.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So like, no, not this year. Just because I've been, when I wasn't living here, because I moved here a month and a half ago. When I wasn't living here, I was living in Orange County. So when
you moved here a month and a half ago?
Moved into my new place a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In so, LA, you were living in Orange County?
Yeah. I was
I
in Newport Beach for all of the lockdown up until, and then came up here to live with the crew for.
Got it. The crew.
The crew.
What about how long after matching with someone on a dating app should you go on a first date? Do you think?
Probably chat like 2 or 3 days.
I think like let's cut to the chase. Let's go
do
on a date.
Why would you waste any more time? And I say 2 or 3 more days because I'm assuming the days that I'm initially matching with someone on a dating app is Sunday. Typically.
That is my dating app day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's Sunday. Proven.
Yeah.
It's the highest surge.
Wait, it is?
Yeah.
Wait, this is tea. Give me the tea. Give me more.
It's the highest surge. If you're ever willing to pay for the surge on Bumble, for instance.
What is that? What's the surge?
It puts your profile first on like every like eligible
and it
bachelor's.
Actually does?
Yeah, and it gives you, I think it's half an hour of you being 7 p.m. on Sundays is the number one highest
That's
performing.
That's literally only when I get on dating apps if I'm sad like on a Sunday and I'm like
Sunday
it.
Evening everybody's on at the same time like highest percentage of swiping like active users is
that makes
is
so much
that.
Sense
yeah
wow the more you know
yeah so if you pay for Boost during that time you'll end up with like at least being seen the most that you'll
okay
be seen.
Do you think there's a good go-to saying for girls like specifically on Bumble when you are the one that needs to say something first like the girl?
Here's another factoid that
what?
Like is randomly coming to my brain. If you tailor your message to the person about one of their photos or one of their like prompts, it's like doubles your chance of like getting a response.
Love. So without, I always try and do that.
Yeah, yeah. Like talk about something in the profile.
Got it.
And vice versa, have something in your profile that is talkable about.
Mm-hmm. So. I love that. I feel like every time I like do a little scroll of the profile, and if there's something like a prompt or like, I like when people actually do funny things on the prompts
because
it's
to.
Easier
yeah.
for me to like
yeah.
say something. And yeah, I don't know. I'm specifically thinking one time there was this dude, he like had in his profile, I only remember this because I thought my line was pretty good. This guy was like, just trying to look for like my Wendy peppercorn, like something yeah. like that, yeah, right? Yeah. And I like love the Sandlot. So I immediately slid in and I was like, good thing I know CPR. And like,
that's funny.
It hit
yeah.
right away.
Yeah, that's funny.
And then this other dude, he was like, I like how they write shit because yeah. then I know what to say. Otherwise, I'm like, what do I say?
Right.
And we girls have to stay stuff. So
yeah.
it was like, which I actually don't mind. I kind of like starting yeah. it off because then I like talk to who I want to.
Right.
But this guy, he was like from the Midwest and I'm from the Midwest.
Right.
And I'm like a big Midwest girl. So I like messaged him and I was like, so are you a hoe for ranch too? And he was like, what the hell? This is so good. Like, yes, whatever. But like, what do you say if you don't, if there's nothing in the prompts? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess tailor it as best you can to a photo. But if not, I
like
guess
what
that's...
What would something be? Give us an
so,
example.
So, like, I try... Like, my mugshots in my dating profile app.
Shut up.
A dating app profile.
I need to see your mugshot. I haven't seen it. You can show me that.
I'll Google it okay. after. But,
I'll Google it.
It's, like, an easy... Like, I mean, that's, like... Wait, what did you go to jail for?
Do you get that all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
That's a good one.
It's like a, that's like a, I do it to be funny, obviously.
What if it's like the normal dude? Like one from the wedding, one like with mom, one with freaking dog. Like,
you're like, hey, I was trying to find something interesting in your photos and there's literally nothing.
Yeah.
Here's the bone you should have thrown me. And it's like the leg bone
that's
or something.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's so hard. I think you just don't swipe on those people. They're boring.
Really?
Yeah, I think in this day and age, you can tell so much about someone by the way that they
present themselves.
Present themselves on the internet. Yeah, that's why we can like stalk someone on Instagram or something.
True.
And be like,
it's kinda like
this
your
is a normal person.
Yeah,
like, it's a normal funny person.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. I like that. Yeah. All right, I only have a few more. Day drinking, fun or overrated?
I'm in a weird headspace for that question right now.
Really?
It is my favorite thing in the world, but unfortunately, like I'm unable to stop. And it'll carry over to nighttime drinking. Like, I wish that I had the self-control to just be like, all right, I drank during the day. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out. Instead, I'm like, okay, where are we going after this? Which
you
is just
stop.
Like, no, because I'm having so much fun.
I think it's fun. I don't think it's overrated at
I
all.
Think I agree. No, I think it's a blast.
Yeah, you're just... You're
there's just this like looming
battle.
Thing on the back where it's like, all right, let's go to dinner and then go out after. And I'm like, okay, here
yeah.
we go.
I got
gonna
pizza
hate myself
after
tomorrow.
Jameson's, and
yeah.
then I went back out. It was like a marathon.
Yeah. I did the same thing. I went home, had dinner, changed, and then went to that birthday.
Yeah. So fun. Okay, only a few more. If a girl makes more money than you, is that intimidating or a turnoff?
No. That's awesome.
That's the plus.
That's great. That's the point.
I feel like, though, like, coming from my perspective, like, I have a lot of really successful female friends. And, like, it's really, really hard to date, especially in L.A., because everyone's, like, a clout demon.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, like, they either act like they don't care, and then they're secretly, like, building up resentment. Because I feel like, inevitably, like, guys just like to take care of the girl.
Right.
I don't know whether that's, like, a nature or nurture thing. But, like, I'm just curious because, like, you seem to be doing fine, or, like, you seem confident in, like, yourself. That, like, so that doesn't bother you?
No. That doesn't bother me at all. That's
really?
Awesome. No.
I feel like it's so hard to date like normal guys because they get so intimidated by that. They don't like it.
I guess I just can't wrap my head around why that would be bad. Like that's like a personal issue that
really?
I think an
that's
individual
has to deal
with. That's
what I think
too,
but it just sucks when you're a girl and you're like killing it and then like guys don't like it.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Like I don't even know what I've never even
that's
seen
like
that happen.
That's like what all my friends deal with. We're like,
whoa.
Yeah, they're either like want to use you to like use you and act like they like you to get to where you are, or act like it doesn't bother them, and then secretly they're building resentment because, like, you want to go to all your fun things that you normally do and you want to take your man's, but they can't like help provide in that way, or right, you know what I mean, right, like right. it's a weird dynamic. I think
that is a weird dynamic. I don't have an answer for that besides right. like that, no,
I'm like,
that,
help us.
That wouldn't bug me at all. No, like if like some extremely loaded
girl
was taking
you out,
taking me, and I'd be like, awesome, cool.
Yeah, but wouldn't that bother you because you like paying for everyone?
I would just be like, next one's on me, or like, yeah,
got it.
Like
tradesies.
Yeah, like if it's obvious that it would just be like pointless for me to pay because this person is loaded, yeah. I'd be like, okay, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
Killing it.
Have you ever lied about liking something because a girl you like said they like it? For instance, like, I'll be like, oh my God, I love hockey, and like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
I've gone to
shows, like concerts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a hard one to fake because you don't know the words to the songs.
Yeah, you're like, watermelon.
I'll be like, the day before, like, okay, I have to listen to this whole freaking album. Okay, all right. Like, trying to memorize the lines.
So you went to a concert being like, yeah, I love
that. I've done that a couple times, actually, yeah, because I really like shows, and usually, like, the energy's fun enough to where it's, like, whatever.
And that's, like, a thing in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I definitely don't have to be like, yeah, I love them, you know? Like, I could just be like, oh, I would love to go.
That's so funny.
They seem really good.
I did that poll a while ago, and 52% said they do that.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people do that if you like someone.
That's pretty much everything.
Those are good
questions.
Polls.
Thanks.
That last one's pretty good.
Oh, the have you ever lied?
I feel like
lied?
You get some story times out of that one.
I know. I definitely have acted like I'll be like, yeah, I love this song. Or like, you know what I mean? I'll just be like, or they'll reference something I've never heard of. And I'll be like, yeah.
Smile and nod.
Yeah. Which like, and it always screws you in the long run. I always like, now I'm just like, what's that?
My favorite line now is like, I don't know why I said that. Like, I don't know. I have no idea why I said that.
Okay, well, Connor, it's been lovely having
you
on.
It has been so much fun,
TK. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Where can everyone follow you, find you, pimp yourself out, especially give them your YouTube channel?
Yeah, yeah. I will be on YouTube very, very soon. There's one video there if everyone wants to go check it out. We're going to watch it.
100 views.
After this. But Fibula, 2 A's, Fibula on TikTok and YouTube.
Okay.
And Twitter, actually.
Ooh.
And then just 1 A on Instagram, Fibula, like the leg bone.
What does fibula mean?
It's a bone in the leg, as far as I know.
Yeah, but like, why?
Basically,
do you have that? Is that your
nickname?
Should
I tell a story? It's a quick story. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Basically, in college, my friends and I would go to this festival, ACL, in Austin.
You love ACL, huh?
I love ACL. It's so much fun.
It's like your personality trait.
It's like my favorite festival.
Live, laugh, love,
ACL. Tattooed on my back.
Love ACL.
So basically we'd been going. I've gone like 12, 13 years in
Shoot,
a row.
Do I need to go?
It is so much fun.
Is it like a cowboy boot vibe?
You can wear whatever you want. Yeah, you could wear a cowboy fit.
Live, laugh, love.
So we basically we've been going forever since we were like sophomores in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And during those years, like to get through the crowd, because we were like, oh, we need to be in the front. They would run up to me because I had the Bieber swoop. Even then.
Oh, the like swoosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd run
Did
up
you
to
do
me.
That? Like,
yeah, fully. Like everyone in high school and me were like breaking our
nice.
Necks, trying to like swoop our hair.
Swoop.
They'd run up to me, my friends, and be like, can we get a photo? Can we get a photo? Like before this whole thing happened, obviously. And everyone around us would be
you
like,
a Bieber?
No. My friends would do that as like to cause a scene.
Okay. Copy.
And this is related nothing to the name still.
Okay.
But we do it. And then they'd be like, where's he from? Look, who is that? And they'd be like, oh, he's on Wizards of Waverly Place. And I wasn't, obviously, but no one's going to look that
Incredible
up, fact check
show.
It. But basically, they'd be like, oh, who is he? And I'm like, I should get some followers out of this. Because, like, so I had my first and last name was my Instagram. And then I was like, I need to, like, make up a one word thing. And then I don't know how I ended up with Fibula.
You just thought of it.
I just thought of it. And so, like, that was my nickname all through college was Fibs because I lie a lot. And then
that was your nickname, Fibs.
Fibs, yeah.
Oh, and then you thought of Fibula?
Well, Fibula just like stuck. So yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, so long story.
So you made your Instagram that at ACL?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. And I'm glad here we are.
And now is everyone like, what is Fibula? I will say when I first like saw your TikToks, it stood out. I was like, what's fibula? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
It stands
no.
out.
I mean, I never thought of it as like, oh, this will be a good, like, buzzy kind of
See,
username.
That's how my name, like my Instagram name's TK's Juicy Poles, and now it's like everything. But I made that because I, one winter break, I'll just give you the brief, like, story. Yeah. One winter break, I was home from college and I was like so bored and I was like with my brother and all of our friends because our house is like the house where everyone comes over during winter break.
Yeah.
And so we're like hanging out and Poles came out and I like wasn't an influencer or anything and I was like, ooh, this is kind of fun. So I started making Poles.
Yeah.
And my crushes, like I like to have like a lot of crushes. So I was like, all of them started voting in my Poles and I was like, oh my God, John Doe's like voting in my like... in my polls, like, wait, I want to start asking like dating related questions.
Yeah.
So then I'd be like, is it hot when like a girl does this? And like John Doe would vote and I would like know what he thought. Yeah.
That's so funny.
So that's how I became the poll girl. And like ever since then, I've been doing like polls almost every day on my story.
Shut up.
And so I became TK's Juicy Polls. And then that just like, and now people literally are like, are you TK's Juicy Polls? Because it's easier to remember. Yeah. You're like, what is that?
Yeah.
You
know that is so funny.
But Fibula, that's how I like stood out. I was like, what does this mean?
Oh, it's funny. It's a leg bone.
Well, mine's my Juicy Poles, so.
And I love the Juicy Poles.
Yeah. Okay, well, guys, be sure to follow Fibula on everything and subscribe to his YouTube channel. And don't forget to subscribe to YouTube on here. If you're listening, be sure to follow us on YouTube and subscribe, rate, and review. Do all the things. Follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at TK's Juicy Poles. And be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace. Woohoo!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.